It is 4:16, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner, brought to you by Sonny's Family Diner. Start your day on the sunny side at Sonny's Family Diner in Brighton. In addition to their huge menu, every morning from 7 till 8, you can get two eggs, home fries, and toast, and coffee for just $10. Visit Sonny's Family Diner, 2171 West Henrietta Road in Brighton. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, I came across this interesting story today that Oscar Mayer, the hot dog people, they have announced that this weekend, April 15th and 16th, its famous Wienermobile will transform into a limited-time chapel for couples to get married in a once-in-a-lifetime, all-expenses-paid wedding. The brand is calling the Wienermobile of Love.
The Wienermobile of Love. Okay.
So one of the Wienermobiles will be making a stop in, of course, Las Vegas.
Of course.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, right.
Parking conveniently next to the iconic Little White Chapel.
There it is.
Right there in Vegas.
Right.
The ceremonies will be officiated by Oscar Mayer's very own hot doggers. Those are the ones that drive the Wienermobile.
Right.
And they are the official spokespeople of the Wienermobile.
Yeah.
Interested couples, you can sign up for the opportunity on the Oscar Mayer website starting today. I think it's first come, first serve, so I bet. I don't know if there's
really
any space left. I bet it was pretty popular.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Who doesn't want
that, right?
Yeah. So in 1873, at the age of 14, Oscar Mayer emigrated from Bavaria to the U.S. He began working at a meat market in Detroit, Michigan, and later moved to Chicago, Illinois. In 1883, he started a butcher and sausage-making shop with his brothers. Capitalizing on an industry trend in 1904, the company started using its own brands for its meat products and was one of the earliest participants in the Food Safety and Inspection Service to verify the contents of its products.
Wow.
In 1936, Carl Mayer, who was the nephew of Oscar Mayer, came up with the idea of a 13-foot metal hot dog on wheels to transport the company spokesperson.
Genius.
It featured open cockpits in the center and rear, and it became a common sight on the streets of Chicago. During World War II, the Wienermobile retired from the road due to gas rationing, but in 1952, it made a triumphant return as five new vehicles hit the streets of America.
It's a full set right there.
Yeah. Built on a Dodge chassis, the 22-foot-long hot dogs were the first to have a sound system and a sunroof.
Hello.
The 1952 Wienermobile is currently on display at the Henry Ford Museum in Dearborn, Michigan. They were piloted by Little Oscar, who was portrayed by George Molchan, who would visit stores, schools, orphanages, and children's hospitals and participate in parades and festivals.
I like that orphanages are put in there, too.
Right. Yeah.
Don't overlook the orphanages.
Right. So the Wienermobile vehicles were retired from service in 1977, but they were brought out for a 50th birthday celebration in 1986, and huge crowds of people showed up for its appearances. Cards and letters came pouring in requesting to see the famed two-ton Frank, and a decision was made to build a new fleet and begin touring again in 1988.
Wow.
So there are currently six Wienermobiles on the road throughout the United States. Like I said, the driver is called a hot dogger.
Yes.
And the hot dogger's job is to meet and greet people all over the country. Only college seniors who are about to graduate are eligible to be hot doggers.
What major? What major
applicants
are they looking for?
Should be getting their degree, preferably in public relations, journalism, communications, advertising, or marketing, but it could be really anything.
Sure, right.
A hot dogger's assignment is only for 1 year, and the company receives around 1,500 applications for the 12 available positions.
Wowza.
Yeah.
All right.
Those selected are given 40 hours of instruction and assigned a different region of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And the company tracks their routes with a GPS, and you can see on their website where they are.
You can track the Wienermobiles?
You sure can.
Oh.
I thought that'd be such a fun job.
Is there one near us right now?
No, I think in Pennsylvania is where
the
they are right
one.
Now.
PA?
But okay. I feel like I definitely have seen them around here in the summer months.
Yeah.
I feel like we've been together when we've seen them.
Oh, have we?
Like driving around.
How could I not remember that?
Oh,
okay.
I don't know.
Maybe.
So there have been some notable incidents with the Wienermobile.
Uh-oh.
In July of 2009, a Wienermobile on a cul-de-sac in Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin was attempting to turn around in someone's driveway.
Uh-oh.
The driver, thinking the vehicle was in reverse, accelerated forward, lodging the Wienermobile under a house and destroying the house's deck.
Oh,
could you imagine? That seems like one of those, what's that insurance company where they,
is it
State, no, not State Farm, Farmers?
Yeah,
Farmers, they say, yep, we covered it. Like that would be
the Wiener
automobile wedged under your deck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That would be it.
And then just this past year, during the Super Bowl, an Oscar Mayer Wienermobile in Las Vegas had its catalytic converter stolen.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
And PETA apparently offered to pay for the replacement part and maintenance for 1 year if Oscar Mayer converted the vehicle to a vegan hot dog mobile.
Yeah.
I don't think that happens. I don't think that happens.
Nope. But they are going back to Vegas, though.
They are. And that's kind of a bold move to steal the catalytic converter from the Wienermobile. Like, wow. That's...
Yeah.
That's gutsy.
It is gutsy. Yeah. That's Vegas, baby. It's all glitz and glamour.
I guess.
You picked out a record to go along with the Wienermobile, did you?
Yeah, so since you can get married at it this weekend, I thought we'd play Chapel of Love by the Dixie Cups.
Makes a lot of sense. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the Dixie Cups and Chapel of Love. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because this weekend, if you happen to be in Vegas, you can get married... at the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile by a hot dogger. Imagine the wedding pictures.
Yeah.
Just imagine how great those wedding pictures would be.
It would be like nothing else.
Yeah.
Like nothing else. You're getting married.
Great story.
At the Wienermobile, not
yes,
in the Wienermobile.
Not in, like outside the Wienermobile. Outside. Like in front of the Wienermobile. It looks very nice. If you look at the Oscar Mayer
they've classed it up
website. No, there's like a nice arch, you know, with flowers in front. And
classy.
I mean, it's... It's nice. They do it right.
It's classy Vegas.
You know.
Yeah. All right. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay. Oscar Mayer's nephew came up with the idea for the Wienermobile.
Wienermobiles have been on the road for over 80 years.
And there are currently 6 Wienermobiles in Oscar Mayer's fleet all over the country.
All over the country. Closest one's in PA right now.
Yes.
I have to go see. All right. Very good. Folks want to learn more about the Wienermobile, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog.
Right.
If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Wonderful. Sarah, thank you so much for coming in for this today.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. More tomorrow, 4:10.
Oh, definitely.
We are looking forward to it. Thank you.
You're
Forecast
welcome.
On the way, the OJs and more. Don't forget, 5 o'clock brings the legendary Drive at 5. And of course, we want to play your song request. You can call them in or text them in studio text line 222-4000.